Hi, I'm Karen.
And I'm Kaz.
You are listening to Inspiring Pearls of Wisdom. Stay tuned for the next hour as friends have fun sharing many insightful gems,
which will allow you to realize and value that we are all unique.
Yes, we are all unique.
You're listening to Radio Northern Beaches 88.7 and 90.3, your community radio station.
Hi, I'm Karen Chaston.
Hi, and I'm Karen Pierce. However, just to avoid confusion, let's everyone just call me Kaz.
So Kaz, our first radio show. Please tell our listeners a little about what our show, Inspiring Pearls of Wisdom, is going to be all about.
Okay, it's going to be an hour where ourselves as friends and friends that we're going to meet along our journey come together and share their stories, some gems, inspirational things, allowing us to realise and value that each one of us is unique and that we should value that. On the program, we're going to invite people to tell us about their journey. And along with that, some of the things that help them on a day-to-day basis, maybe affirmations, maybe songs, maybe quotes, things like that that really inspire them.
Totally cool. And thank you, Kaz. So each week we're going to have a special theme to our show. And we have actually set up a Facebook page called Inspiring Pearls of Wisdom. So please visit the page and like it.
Yes, and so each day we'll have a few quotes that reflect all of that. So we'd love to get your feedback on that. So please go to the Facebook page, Inspiring Pearls of Wisdom, and connect with us.
Excellent. And today's theme is all about awareness. Seeing it's our first show, so it'll be awareness about who we are. There will not be a special guest this week. We thought that we might just have a conversation with each other so that you can get to know us a little bit more.
Yeah, and so as music is good for the soul, and we have many, many Australian artists as well as artists all over the world that write and sing and play in many amazing and inspiring songs. Today we're just going to play a song that we just love, which makes us want to get up and dance, which is by Cyndi Lauper, which is Girls Just Want to Have Fun. No matter what age you are, I think you all just want to have fun. So let's enjoy.
You're listening to Radio Northern Beaches, 88.7 and 90.3, your community radio station. Check out our website at rnb.org.au. Wow, how amazing was that song, Kaz?
I know, I love it.
It's just so what we are about. It truly is the essence of who we are and what this show is.
Yeah, but what do you mean the essence of who we truly are?
Well, when I say essence, I mean, I guess the essence of who you are, the essence of life, and essence is a word that, you know, mean different things to different people.
Do you sort of mean like who you truly are, like authentically?
Yes.
Without,
yes.
Any...
So all your makeup, everything together is the essence of you. I guess the recipe of who you are might be a nice way to say it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it is about that. We do just want to have fun and we just want to share our fun with everybody else.
We do. And I have decided every day that I sit in my car and I go, life is easy and it's fun. And that's exactly what it is. It's fun.
It is fun, yeah. So do you mind if I ask you, so some listeners get to sort of know us a little bit better, how did we get to be here, or how did you get to be here with me alongside you?
Exactly. Well, do we want me to go all the way back?
We haven't got
to my parents.
We've only got an hour.
Having sex.
No. Too much information. Too much information. However, we both weren't as aware, to put it broadly, as we are now a few years ago.
That's exactly right.
So who were you a few years ago?
Okay, not someone who ever thought I would be on a radio show, especially with my long-term friend of 40 years, which I just find totally amazing. I'm so glad you're on this journey with me.
Thank you.
Who I was I used to be a CFO which is a chief financial officer of a publicly listed company. Certainly working too much, eating too much, drinking too much, and I did not even realise.
You were always busy, and I used to be in awe of, like, you know, let's go out and do something. Oh, I've got to work, and exactly. Really long hours, and yeah.
Yeah, and you know, and I did have a great salary, and I guess I just sort of thought that's what you do. When you have that salary, you got to work that way. But now I know that that is not what life is about. It's actually about empowering all seven areas of your life, not just your professional life and your financial life.
Yeah, I guess you never really think that there's more than those sort of areas of your life.
Yeah.
You just pretty much think it's a personal and a professional or a social. You don't really think of all of the others.
So there is actually seven. And for the listeners who aren't really sure what the seven are, they are mentally, professionally, financially, socially, family, physically, and spiritually. And spiritually, I always did sort of touch on, especially in the last 15 years. I've, you know, I've certainly been meditating, and I honestly believe that I grew the corporate ladder as quickly as I did because of my meditation.
And your spiritual beliefs.
Yes,
so exactly. We're not talking religious.
We're just talking awareness.
Awareness.
Which is what the show's called today.
Correct.
Awareness. And, you know, and it's just so beautiful. Yeah.
So along your journey then, especially in that spirituality, I can't even say the word.
Spirituality.
Thank you. I have to spit that one out. Is there any sort of daily quotes or things like that that you really love or
yeah.
that you think about all the time that just gives you that little bit of oomph, you know?
Yeah, there's so much. Where do I start? Though, you know, mentally, you know, was the first area. And I certainly, in the last 2 years, my mental and my awareness has certainly, I think I've got about 10 books that I've sort of, you know, reading a bits here and a bits there. And all that
I know
sort of
what
stuff.
You mean. I've got a whole little library thing of I can't wait to read this.
Exactly.
And they're totally different books to that I would have ever even grabbed my attention before.
Exactly.
It's just an awareness of there's so much more out there.
Exactly. And I keep, every time I go somewhere, I seem to be getting more and more into my life. But the one I really want to talk about just now, which I have am rereading, is Louise Hay's You Can Heal Your Life.
Amazing book.
She originally wrote this book in 1984, which is just so coincidentally the year that my twins were born. And I have the 93rd edition, which means roughly she's reproduced the book three times for 30 years.
Wow, I'd love to know whether she's made many changes, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it'd be good
to
see the original to what it is now. And even now it's just fabulous. And I actually have a copy as well, and I have a copy that has coloured pages. Each page is a different colour, and it's just so beautiful to look at and to read.
Yeah, so what I just want to sort of read from the book, because this, I really believe, is what our show's about.
Great.
So, I have never understood the importance of having children memorise battle dates. It seems like such a waste of mental energy. Instead, we can teach them important subjects, such as how the mind works, how to handle finances, how to invest money for financial security, how to be a parent, how to create good relationships, and how to create and maintain self-esteem and self-worth. Can you imagine what a whole generation of adults would be like if they had been taught these subjects in school along with their regular curriculum? Think how these truths would manifest. We'd have happy people who feel good about themselves. We would have people who are comfortable financially and who enrich the economy by investing their money wisely. They would have good relationships with everyone and would be comfortable with the role of parenthood and then go on to create another generation of children who feel good about themselves. Yet within all of this, each person would remain an individual expressing his or her own creativity. That's what I want for the world.
Exactly.
And I feel this is the pure essence of what our show, Inspiring Pearls of Wisdom, is all about.
Yes, I totally agree. That feels so good.
It does feel so good. So I guess, Kaz, thank you for asking me a little bit about the story, about why I feel it is. And I guess I just want to...
I'd like to play a song now.
Okay,
having you,
cool.
Having talked about that, about how I really want a more conscious planet and things like that, that this is a song that I really love and I love the words, and it's Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson. You're listening to Radio Northern Beaches 88.7 and 90.3, your community radio station.
Wow, Kaz, I can see why you chose that song, but let our listeners understand why you did.
Okay, I love listening to all of Michael Jackson's music, actually. He just seems to always have a message in his songs. But in that one in particular, it is, if you want to make a change in the world, it starts with you, and you're the one that should start, you know, make the change in yourself. And then if that's what you want to see in the world, start with yourself. It's there. You've got that inside of you. You just have to get in there, believe in yourself, pull it out and get going.
Yeah, that's right. Connect to it.
But I like
you
to
have
sing
to see it.
It
first.
Yeah, that's right. I like to sing it really loud in the car or wherever I happen to be. It's like, yeah, make that change.
Well, I'd like to thank you for not doing that today while we were listening to the song just now. Thank you very much. Okay, Kaz, time to put you on the hot seat. Can you please share with our listeners why you wanted to do this show with me?
Or how I came to do this show with you?
Either or.
Either or. Well, a few years ago, you dragged me along to an event in Los Angeles called Rise, where we found ourselves at a conference with around 800 women.
850, actually.
850 women who, were, I guess, were all looking for the same sort of thing that we were looking for, a community, a place to feel like we were at home. And for me, before I went there, I was very self-conscious and I didn't express myself well. I would go along with whatever everybody else wanted to do just so people would like me or that they wouldn't be upset by me or I would fit in.
So you didn't know how to say no?
Yeah, in a nutshell, that was probably it. And that was not being able to say no to family as well, and simple things. And you will relate to this because everyone bags me out about ordering at a restaurant. If people say, where would you like to go for dinner? And I'd say, well, anywhere that you want to go. I'm happy to go. Well, why don't you make a choice? It's like, oh, no, I'm fine. I'll go wherever you choose. And we get there and I look at the menu and go, not really much here that I really like to eat. And I would always be the last one to order because I could never make up my mind. Had I said something like, well, I'd really like to go for Thai tonight, I wouldn't have gone through all
exactly.
of that angst.
I can really relate, though. I have to say, there is nothing worse than when you do actually order and then someone else's plates come and you end up with food envy. Like, seriously, that is the worst dinner you're ever going to have.
Yeah, and you know, also like in the past, if I'd have ordered a meal and it didn't come and it wasn't cooked properly or, you know, to what I expected, I would have just gone mumble, 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 no, this is crap, this is not what I ordered, and eaten it. Now I would say, excuse me, but this is not quite what I expected, and I just... Yeah, express my voice, which I never had before.
Wow.
So we went to this event and I just felt like I'd come home. I was with so many women who were just so accepting of who you were. No judgment at all. And
what do you mean by judgment?
Well, I guess to describe judgment, I can only tell you how it was from my perspective of yep. judgment. Walking into a room perhaps and seeing a woman who was fabulously dressed with designer clothing and things like this, and I would think, wow, you know, I can't go and talk to her. She's way too important or wealthier than I am or whatever. I don't know. It was just me sort of comparing myself to that person without even really knowing them.
Yeah, and probably if you'd gone up and talked to her, she probably would have been a lovely lady and you would have had a great
exactly.
conversation.
Exactly, and here I would be thinking, wow, I've got nothing to say. Why would she want to talk to me? She may have been, well, thinking exactly the same thing. This didn't happen in this arena that we were in, and everyone was just so open and loving. It was amazing. And so when we came back here together, I wanted to be surrounded by people like that.
Like-minded people.
Yeah, like-minded people that accepted you for who you were. And there was no judgment about what car you drove, what suburb you lived in, what clothes you had on, but more connecting through our hearts about what's inside of us and not what we are externally.
Yeah, so getting past the external, coming to the true essence of the person.
Totally.
Totally resonating with the people, even though they may be completely different.
Yes.
In every way.
Exactly. I mean, as different as you and I, actually.
Yeah, which comes back to Michael Jackson. Let's make the world a better place.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
totally cool.
Yeah. So, and that's why we're here. And actually, to go to that event, you actually dragged me kicking and screaming because I was just like, well, this is so far out of my comfort zone. I like to know where I'm going. I like to know what time I'm getting, how I'm getting there, what's going to be there. I'm sort of like a schedule.
But you knew that. You knew what plane we were going to be on.
That was it. It was like, but wow.
What more do you want to know?
Yeah, I don't know. It was just so stepping out of my comfort zone. But and I'm so glad that I went on that journey with you because it's just made this, it's opened up another whole pathway for us.
Yeah. So
on another journey.
We could say that you went from being a no person to a yes person with essence.
Yes.
Because sometimes saying yes can be just as bad as not saying no. Unless you're really saying yes. And what I've found in this couple of years' journey is if you feel uncomfortable about the request, that's when you should be saying yes.
Okay.
Because that's getting you out of your comfort zone.
Okay, but can I just say that in the past, someone might say to me, simply, would you please do this for me? And I would say yes. Not really wanting to do that and then realising that I would have some sort of resentment around that.
Yes.
Where in that situation.
Which was your choice, yeah.
Yeah, I should have gone with how I felt and been able to voice that without feeling a judgment that they may be upset with me or may not like me for that.
Exactly. So I said, that's what it's about. So exactly. Honouring your body, being aware of how you're feeling in your body and responding that way.
Yeah.
So just before we go to our next song,
I have a quote.
That's exactly
you were
going
to ask me.
You knew I was going to ask you that.
I know. And it sort of goes back. It's got a little bit of a relevance to the Michael Jackson song we just listened to about making a change. And it's a quote by Wayne Dyer. And it's, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Now that's not just a clever play on words, is it? Or is it?
Well, it may be.
Come on, you know it's not. Share with the listeners why that resonates with you so much.
Because I think it's looking outside the normal realm of what you normally do, like, or looking outside the nine squares, or looking outside the box. There's always another way to do something, or two, or even three ways to do something.
There's a million different ways
exactly.
to do the
but
same
thing. But you just have
thing.
To be aware that there are those ways and not stick to that tunnel vision on that. Yeah, exactly. That's
perfect.
What I mean. So something may happen and you might think, oh, there's only that. Hang on a second, let's just look at it a different way. And I'm sure that, well, there is for every negative, there's a positive and vice versa.
Yeah. But normally we only focus on one or the other.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Okay, so just before we go into our next song, which is really, I'm not going to tell you what it's called. We'll just listen
to it.
By an
Aussie, though.
And it's got to be an Aussie. That's one thing I don't remember if we told you at the beginning that, you know, of our five songs, we are going to play one Australian song each week because we love being Aussies. And if you're listening, you know, through live streaming anywhere in the world, you know, that's fantastic. Thank you for listening. Though at the end of the day, we just live in God's country down here. It's, you know, it's definitely called Oz for a reason. So enjoy this song and we'll discuss it when we come back. You're listening to Radio Northern Beaches, 88.7 and 90.3, your community radio station. Check out our website at rnb.org.au.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspiring Pearls of Wisdom with Karen and Kaz on Radio Northern Beaches 88.7 and 90.3, your community radio station. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed that. That was John Farnham with The Voice.
You are The Voice.
You are The Voice.
And my sister.
Which one? You've only got six.
No, I've got five sisters. But my sister, who's 2 years older than me, loved John Farnham. She said she was going to marry him. She cried for a week when he got married when she was like 19 or something. And look, he is gorgeous, though, and he's got a great voice and he's a great Aussie.
Yeah, he is. And I chose that song actually because having a voice is the key to empowering yourself in all of those seven areas of your life.
It certainly is.
Yes.
And I love the way that you have developed your voice. I love the way you've learned how to say no. Not so sure about the fact that normally it's me you're saying no to now.
I used to just go along with anything you ever said.
Yeah,
sure. And now it's like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you're on this radio show with me, so you still are saying yes occasionally.
However, that's gone back to the I really wanted to say no, but perhaps if I say yes, I may grow a little.
So congratulate yourself on that one, Kaz. Oh,
thank you.
Okay, so moving on and, you know, helping the listeners to learn a little bit more about us. What does the words financial freedom mean to you or conjure up in your body?
To be honest, when you say financial, I just get this, like, it feels like someone's just grabbed me by the throat. It's like like someone's grabbed me.
It's very common with a lot of women, though. A lot of women are, you know, they're scared of
money. There's this thing about money.
They have an angst.
Yes, that's it. And for some reason, it's not a positive feeling. It's a negative. It's a fear.
Yeah. And it does actually relate back to, you know, when you were a child, how your parents talked about money, whether they fought about money
or whether
all
you
those
didn't,
sort of
things. No, we can't do that. We can't afford it. There isn't enough money. Does money grow on, it doesn't grow on trees And I think perhaps, maybe not so today, I'm not sure, but in my growing up in the 50s, for listeners, we're both baby boomers, just to put us in a little category there. It was a lot like that. And
okay, so that conjures up in your body, but the words
so
financial freedom together.
Yeah.
Because that was just basing on
financial.
Yeah,
exactly. To me it doesn't really mean having a bank account with a lot of, you know, zeros or anything in it. I think it's more, I wanted to feel like it's more of an easier lifestyle, that I have enough, not necessarily money, but enough to meet my needs, whether they be financial or not, that I don't deplete my bank account or myself physically in order to get through the day. I need to have some left over. So that there's an even balance of things coming in and going out.
I understand that, but you don't want to be living a pauper's life either.
No, depriving
yourself of having your hair done.
No, I don't want that.
Or your nails. So you're still living a luxurious life. You have more than enough to meet those needs.
Yes.
And as you said, a lot of people think, oh, to be financially free, I need to have $10 million in the bank and then I'm free.
Yeah.
And that in itself creates
more
problems.
But even financially freedom for me would be, I have quite a few grandchildren. Some of them live quite away from here, from where we live here on the Northern Beaches, which is God's country. And to me it would be being able to go and visit them and stay and see them whenever I wanted to, rather than, wow, you know, do I have enough money to go and do that? Do I have enough time to go and do that? So that to me would be a financial freedom, being able to do the things that I'd like to do without worrying about too many other things.
Okay, I totally get that.
So you got that?
Thank you.
So I just wanted to ask you, though, so I know that over the years you've changed quite a bit to where you were before, being a stressed-out CFO.
Thank you. 15 kilos heavier
CFO. Yeah, all of that sort of stuff. And I know for a fact that you have quite a few rituals that you do that have brought you to where you are today. But there's one in particular that I would like you to share with the listeners that you do every morning.
Okay. So every morning I do spend the first 45 minutes on myself. I'm not going to go into every single thing I do.
And well, not all of us have 45 minutes to spend either.
That's a choice. So, yes, you do.
Point taken.
So, anyway, the one little part of my ritual I'd like to talk about, it's actually, you can refer to it as mirror work. You can refer to it as a love song because it's a combination of both. And what I do is I stare into the mirror and play a love song to myself, and it's just totally amazing. I do this just before I put my makeup on, and I just love it. Some mornings I cry, some mornings I don't, some mornings I play different songs, though I do probably 85% of the time just play this one song, which we will play in a moment. Though I just want to say that it's not the mirror that judges you, it's actually yourself. And when you get past that to a state where you're actually looking at the beautiful person that you are, that you have decided to be, it's just totally amazing to get past everything. And I only say, and I honestly say it and I live it, that there is only one person that I'm in competition with, and that's yesterday me. So to see myself develop and to grow from a lady who used to walk past a shop window and cringe, and just let's just think about what that does to your body, that you actually see yourself and you cringe. Now, how is that going to assist me to be better than yesterday me? Impossible, isn't it? So I do sit there, and some days I will stare at my face to make sure that I'm not going to be totally fixated with the fact that I may need to pluck my eyebrows or something. Only joking. I actually look into my eye, and I look into it, and I actually do it a little bit off focus. So I actually end up with four eyes instead of two, which is totally in itself amazing, because you are really looking deep into your soul. And, it's just an unbelievable. I highly recommend it. Grab a mirror. The song that we're going to play, it's actually by Jason Mraz, and it's called I'm Never Going to Give Up on You. So just as you're listening to the words, just if you don't have a mirror or you're driving or anything like that at the moment, just try and close your eyes and just feel that you are actually singing it to your soul.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspiring Pearls of Wisdom with Karen and Kaz, Radio Northern Beaches 88.7 and 90.3, your community radio station.
Wow, I just love that song, even though I play it every morning, and I did this morning. I could listen to it like a million times a day.
It is an awesome song. And I can recall that we went to a seminar in the city a few months ago, and we shared a room as we would.
It's actually nearly a year ago, but keep going.
Is it a year ago? My goodness, see, time flies. When you're having fun.
Yep.
And you use the bathroom first, and you're in there singing your little song and everything, and I'm sitting out there waiting, and then you said, well, Kaz, why don't you do that? And I thought, oh, I don't know. So I did put that song on, and I did look in the mirror, and I did sing, and I had tears rolling down my eyes. I couldn't believe how moving that was.
Yep. As I said, you really are looking into your own soul.
I know. You're looking into your own soul, and you're just saying, yes, I believe in you. Don't give up. I'm right there with you.
Yep.
So it was truly amazing, and if that's the song that doesn't really resonate with you or give you that feeling, there are plenty of other songs that you can find to do the same thing for.
There are totally plenty of other songs that you can actually do that with.
So, wow, Karen, we've been on air now for, nearly 50 minutes. I can't believe that. It's been super exciting and super challenging at the same time.
Yeah, we only have one little muck up, but that's okay.
Technical hitches, that's
because
cool.
We are perfect for where we are right now.
Exactly.
And that's all that matters.
So next week on our show, we're going to have an amazing guest, obviously. But I wondered if you had a quote. I know you read something from Louise Hay earlier. It wasn't actually a quote.
No.
But surely there's a quote that's you really love, that really inspires you.
Yep, there is. And there's a million. But the one for today that I'd like to share with everyone is, there are things that are known and there are things that are unknown. And in between are the doors. Kaz, guess who said that quote, apart from me, just now?
Apart from you, well, it sounds pretty profound. It's probably a Wayne Dyer quote, I had to guess.
Do you know what? And listeners, just so you know, Kaz and I just love Wayne Dyer.
Just in case you hadn't noticed.
And we'll probably talk about him all the time, but no, Wayne Dyer did not say this quote, but he was the one that actually brought it to my attention. It was actually originally said by Jim Morrison from The Doors, and that's the reason why he called his band The Doors. Look, honestly, he was such a great philosopher, such a creative artist, and, you know, it's so sad that he actually joined the 27 Club.
Yeah, and by the 27 Club you mean people passing at age 27 and they're – I tell you, there is quite a few of artists and actors and well-known people who only made it to 27.
Yeah, and, you know, actually one of my sons, but that's not for today to talk about.
That's correct,
unfortunately.
Yes. So anyway, well, thanks for sharing that with us. And I'd like to know what next week's theme is. Can you share?
Yeah, I can tell you what next week's theme is. Okay. Next week's theme is going to be gratitude.
Wow. So do we have a guest that we're going to have a conversation with about gratitude?
And certainly do.
And it would be?
And we will find out next week.
Okay.
You know, it's really good to be in gratitude, but to be in suspense
is
and wanting
better.
To come back next week is even better.
Okay. So you're going to keep it as a surprise?
Yeah. Sure. Why not? And it's fun. Though, we will, you know, as we said earlier, we have this Facebook page, Inspiring Pearls of Wisdom. Please, you know, interact with us through that. We will be posting things daily on there. We'll have quotes for the theme for the week, which run from Monday to Sunday.
Yeah.
So at the moment, we've already done awareness quotes, and come next Monday, there'll be gratitude quotes for a week.
And any of our guests that we interview or actually have conversations with around their businesses or perhaps some of their quotes and things that inspire them, we'll have those on that Facebook page too.
We'll have, and we'll also have links to their website, links to obviously our shows. We'll also have
community announcements about what's going on locally.
Yeah, look, and you know what? If you want to be one of our guests, please contact us. You know, communicate with us. You know, we're open. I do have to say, though, I think I've got about 20...
people that you'd like to have conversations with?
I think I've got 20 already lined up.
There's so many amazing people just even on the northern beaches that we don't even know about that are doing such great work.
Exactly. So if you feel that, you know, you would like to, you know, come in, but
there
is a requirement though. The first process is that you have to come and have a coffee with either Kaz or me or both of us or separately or whatever.
And it doesn't have to be coffee. It can be green tea.
No, because I don't drink
well,
coffee.
Well, I love coffee and a bad coffee. It's not, you have to have a good coffee. One good coffee a day.
Exactly.
But we do like to have a chat.
Do you think that they understand that already?
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
Even if there's some songs that you'd really like to hear or a song that you really love that you really resonate with. And what I mean by resonate is you relate to, or when you hear it gives you goosebumps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think this is about it.
Okay.
So I'm now going to play the song that I started to play before, but before that we are going to close off because we've just done a silly little blooper close off that we're going to play for you and then we will play the song. But I just want to chat about why I chose this song.
Okay.
It's called You Lift Me Up, and hopefully I can do it without crying. because it's actually about you, Kaz.
Oh, really? You didn't tell me about this.
I know. That's because I wanted your proper reaction.
Oh, wow. Okay. But,
so what it is it's – I'll just say these words, but I think I'm going to cry.
Oh, you've already got tears in your eyes. You're such a dag.
Okay. So I'm going to say it, and if I cry, who cares? That's what we're all about, authenticity. So you helped me see the stars. You helped remind me who I am.
Oh, you're making me cry.
And where I'm from. And now I feel a burning beat in my heart.
Oh.
So thank you, Kaz. Oh. I love having you in my life. And I'm now to see.
And if, I love you and I love us.
Okay, so talk to you next week and we'll play the song in a sec.
You have been listening to Inspiring Pearls of Wisdom with Karen and Kaz. Until next time, may your days be filled with love and gratitude.
And remember, we'll see you in the mirror.
Namaste.
I bow to the divine in you.
You have been listening to Inspiring Pearls of Wisdom with Karen and Kaz. Until next time, may your days be filled with love and gratitude.
And remember, we'll see you in the mirror.
Namaste.
I bow to the divine in you.